Joining us for today's reality check segment is Honolulu Civil Beat reporter, government reporter, Kevin Dayton. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good. It's hard to believe that we're almost done with the legislative session. It seems like we just started.
It really is. It's been such a strange year with the Capitol closed and so much concern about the pandemic and the various issues related to it. But we're starting to see things sort of shake out and getting a sense as to where the legislature might be going. And maybe taxes is a good place to start because that's something people are always interested in. And there's a lot going on this year.
Yeah, you know, we've got the budget is our spending plan, and they have been talking about all kinds of ideas, like, you know, taxing the wealthy. So what's soup?
You bet. Well, this is a non-election year, and that's a time when the legislature tends to move a little bit more aggressively to raise taxes if it looks like that's going to be necessary, because, of course, they don't need to stand election in odd-numbered years. And so maybe the voters, even if they get a little bit mad about a tax increase, it's more than a year away from the next election, so maybe they'll forgive and forget. Who knows? But some of the tax proposals that are on the table right now, there was one, a very high-profile issue about possibly increasing the state income tax on high-income residents. Now, that died in the House earlier in the session, so we don't expect to see that again. But what we are seeing is about both the House and the Senate have moved forward plans to increase the state capital gains tax. So that's definitely in the works. That's a tax on the sale of property, such as jewelry and other assets. And the House has already approved a bill to increase that, and the Senate looks like they're on track to do the same thing. That would take the top capital gains tax rate for individuals from 7.25% to 9%. So it's a fairly substantial increase, and that would allow the state to collect an extra $50 to $60 million a year in taxes. Another one to watch would be the state inheritance tax or estate tax. The House has already given preliminary approval to that idea, and the Senate looks like they're also going to do the same. The idea is that you would expand the number of estates that would be affected by the tax. Currently, the estate tax kicks in for estates worth more than $4.49 million, and the latest proposal would apply that tax to smaller estates that are worth about $3.5 million or more. So still very substantial, obviously. The idea is, again, that would get the state something along the lines of maybe an extra $25 million a year. So they're looking to raise money for sure.
And, you know, I'd heard some talk about trying to get the two houses to agree on some key legislation, and they just, you know, vote on it and pass it up upstairs to the Gov's office, as opposed to having a lot of things during the conference committee stage, which we're moving into.
Yeah, that's an interesting pattern that we're seeing, particularly in the Senate. But there have been a number of bills where they'll deliberately write a defect into a bill, and then that automatically sends that bill to what they call conference committee so that the House and Senate can negotiate over it. The sense this year seems to be in a number of cases, especially on controversial issues, they send over clean bills. So that gives, if the Senate sends a clean bill to the House, that gives the House the option of simply agreeing to the Senate amendments, which can sort of be a much less painful process than fighting it out on the floor over a very controversial issue. And it sort of tends to tamp down controversy a little bit and make things a little bit easier for leadership.
And I know, you know, one a big bill that a lot of folks were pushing was the minimum wage, raising the minimum wage from $10.10. Where's that?
Right. And we're seeing a lot of interest in the union, various different union organizations, including Local 5, the food workers, food and service workers, and Teamsters. There have been a number of folks writing in, leadership of those unions writing in and demanding that the House hold a floor vote on that issue because it's been bottled up in committee in the House. The proposal came over from the Senate to increase the minimum wage from $10.10 to $12 an hour for Hawaii, and a lot of other states have already got a minimum wage of $12 more. It's basically been bottled up in Richard Onishi's committee, which would be the Labor and Tourism Committee. And the labor movement is basically saying, hey, you ought to put this on the floor for a vote so that people can go on record as either supporting an increase in the minimum wage or not.
So we'll see if that goes anywhere on the floor?
We will see. It's difficult. It's very late for this kind of a push in session. So, you know, we've only got a couple of weeks left. And I think Smart Money probably says that the proposal is dead for the year. But you never know. Anything can happen down here.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kev.
Thanks for your time.
That was your political reporter, Kevin Dayton, with today's Reality Check. Head to HonoluluCivilBeat.org to read his legislative coverage.